Dateline Washington, Thursday, October 9th, 2008. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, McCain versus Obama on tax policy. The two candidates have been going toe-to-toe in the first two debates and every day on the campaign trail about what the other candidates' tax policies would accomplish and why theirs would be better. We break both of their agendas down with Pete Sepp, Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union. Also in this edition of Dateline Washington, the polls are swinging towards Obama in two key states. 2 weeks ago, Obama had a one-point lead over McCain in Pennsylvania. Now that lead is 14. We'll talk with the pollster who conducted that survey, David Johnson of Strategic Vision, and explain why the massive shift in momentum. We'll also look at the situation with Barack Obama's fundraising activities. The senator from Illinois has broken all sorts of campaign records over the past 2 years, but now a number of those contributions and even a massive lump sum are under intense scrutiny. We'll talk about it all with Ken Timmerman of Newsmax.com, who's been closely following this story. And the week in politics, from the debate to the economy and more. We'll talk about it all with John Gizzi of Human Events, who also begins his 2008 election predictions. All that plus the day in Congress and especially in business follows Thursday's headlines. And once again, we start on Wall Street, and once again, it's not good news. The U.S. stock market appeared to be in freefall mode late in Thursday's trading, the Dow plummeting officially 679 points on Thursday to close at 8579. It's the largest percentage point drop since October of 1987. The broader S&P 500 was down 75 points also on Thursday to close at 910, the NASDAQ losing 95 points today to settle at 1645. Oil prices dropping $2.36 to finish the session at $86.59 per barrel. So what's going on Wall Street? According to Pete Najarian of OptionMonster.com, it's clear that the impact of the massive $700 billion bailout package hasn't kicked in yet.
This package of this $1 trillion or thereabouts that we're talking about, that has yet to be implemented. Yes, it was voted on, and yes, they've said we're going to start putting that into the market at some point, but that hasn't started yet.
Also, Najarian says that one thing that is essential is investor confidence to return to Wall Street.
Confidence level needs to start restoring to folks, and we have to start seeing the financials get out of some of this tailspin, and unfortunately we have yet to see anything to indicate that we are ready to start going higher.
More on the economy later in this edition of Dateline Washington. The number of workers filing new claims for jobless benefits, though, in the U.S. fell by 20,000 last week. Initial claims for state unemployment insurance benefits fell to a seasonally adjusted 478,000 in the week ending October 4th, that from a revised 498,000 the previous week. The new figure is exactly on target with analysts' forecasts and reflects the easing of joblessness caused by Hurricanes Gustav and Ike. On to the campaign trail, and once again, the issue is the economy. Barack Obama campaigning in the first of 2 days in Ohio, speaking on Thursday in Dayton and going after John McCain's mortgage bailout plan that the senator from Arizona unveiled at Tuesday night's debate in Tennessee. Obama says rewarding the banks that created the nation's housing crisis is the wrong way to go.
It's a plan that would guarantee that you, the American taxpayers, would lose by handing over $300 billion to underwrite the kind of greed and irresponsibility on Wall Street that got us into this mess.
Obama also says that it's very important, and however the bailout is applied, that those giving out the bad loans don't benefit.
I support the Treasury's effort to buy up troubled mortgages, but we need to do it in a responsible way. That means making sure we're not overpaying for these mortgages and rewarding the very lenders whose recklessness helped cause this crisis.
But John McCain is not backing down. The Republican nominee says his $300 billion bailout plan is definitely the way to go.
I propose that the Secretary of the Treasury purchase mortgages directly from homeowners and mortgage services and replace them with manageable mortgages.
More from both McCain and Obama in just a moment. For now, that's a look at Thursday's headlines.